Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our podcast, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Cecilia Kushner, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for New York City Economic Development Corporation, EDC. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So can you briefly tell us about the EDC and your role as Chief Strategy Officer?
Of course, happy to. So EDC, the New York City Economic Development Corporation, we are the economic development arm of the city. So we work for the mayor, and our job is to make sure that we're building a vibrant, inclusive, and globally competitive economy for all New Yorkers. And we're kind of known as the Swiss Army knife of city agencies. We do a lot of different things. We manage a lot of real estate on behalf of the city, 64 million square feet, most exactly. That goes from the food distribution center in the Bronx to the Brooklyn Army Terminal in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. We do tax incentive. We support businesses and innovation industries. We also do a lot of planning in neighborhoods throughout the entire city and build a lot of capital projects from parks to building to affordable housing. So we do many things to support the economy of the city. And in my role as Chief Strategy Officer, I'm in charge of what we call innovation industries, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. These are industries that we believe are going to grow tremendously over the next decades and are going to create a lot of jobs in New York City. So we're both there to support their growth, support the businesses that are part of these industries, as well as supporting New Yorkers entering into these industries. And I also oversee our planning efforts, so focused on making sure that neighborhoods have everything that their residents need in order to live to their full potential.
Okay, great. So there are cities, and of course there's New York City, which is so great it's named twice, New York, New York. What makes New York City so unique and a great place to do business?
I think it's a great question. I think resoundingly what we hear from the business community is talent. People want to be here because we have a diverse pool of incredibly smart, talented, and hardworking people. New Yorkers are very entrepreneurship, are very, like, New Yorkers are very strong in entrepreneurship and grit. I want to give you a few examples of how this is coming through post-COVID. So we've recovered all of the jobs that were lost during COVID. Just during this administration, in the Adams administration, we've created 282,000 private sector jobs. Just to give a sense of scales, that's bigger than the city of Buffalo. That's bigger than the city of New Jersey, of Jersey City. So an extremely large number of jobs. About one in six businesses that you see in New York City today have been created in the last 12 months. So a lot of the post-COVID recovery has been fueled by the entrepreneurship and grit of New Yorkers who have taken a risk in creating a new business. And this is really kind of what fuels our economy and at the core what fuels our city.
That's good, because I was going to ask you about the post-COVID recovery, mm-hmm. so you covered that. So what are some of the requirements or the process for doing business with the EDC for New Yorkers?
That's right. So there are so many ways in which we interact with New Yorkers, businesses, and industries. I think the best way to start is really go on our website at edc.nyc. We may be building something in your neighborhood. We may be managing an industrial asset, and you have an opportunity to lease up space in one of our assets. We may be having a tax incentive that is specific to your project. There's a lot of different ways in which we can help, and so we invite people to be in conversation with us. Our job is really to help people do what's best for New York City's economy.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that you see, you know, the EDC experiences with persons trying to do business that you'd like them to say, okay, before you come to us, take care of those things?
That's right. I think what's important for us is for people to have a clear view of what success looks like for them, either as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, or as an industry. And what are the what are the areas where the city can be most helpful, which is very different based on the industry and the business. So sometimes people need funding, capital funding for infrastructure related to their business. Sometimes they need a bridge capital loan. Sometimes they need access to workforce, and it's really hard for them to find talent. So I think for people to come to us, the most helpful is to have a specific issue where you believe we can have a role to play in helping you solve it.
Okay, so there's always been a campaign for minorities to have a slice of the Big Apple regarding doing business and getting contracts. So can we talk about that and have the goals been met? How is that whole process going?
That's right. And again, like, core to our mission is to make sure that all New Yorkers have an opportunity to play their best potential in New York City's economy. We do that in a lot of different ways, like because we're a big capital agency and spend a significant amount of money investing in the city. We have our own MWDBE requirements, and I'm really proud to say that as an agency, we have like a really high number of 35% consistently over the last few years. So that's the first way in which, you know, we're supporting kind of local diverse businesses. We do a lot of investment in capacity building with MWDB firms as well, and we'll talk, I think, a little bit about that more in the next segment. We do a lot of investment in diverse entrepreneurship, so helping diverse New Yorkers enter into the future of the economy through internship. For example, we have an extremely successful life science internship where we've pipelined about 700 students in two different 200 companies over the last 5 years. These are students that for the most part come from the CUNY system and would not have an opportunity and a network to get into an industry like life science. We also do that with diverse entrepreneurship around tech. We have a number of programs where we help interested New Yorkers to enter into the tech sector that we know offers like well-paying jobs, but again, is not necessarily an easy one to enter if you don't have personal relationship and personal network. So there's a lot of different ways in which we play. And then we finally also invest in neighborhoods where there is a concentration of underrepresented New Yorkers and highest level of unemployment, for example, and making sure that we're investing in our asset, we're investing in community center education, kind of quality of life and affordable housing as well.
Okay, so what are some of the current projects that one can expect or should know about regarding doing business with the EDC?
That's right. So we have a tremendous amount of things in the hopper right now. So I'm just going to go through just a few to give you a sense of breadth of what we're working on. So the first one is the downtown Manhattan heliport. So this is a site that's on the East River in Manhattan. We are having an open procurement right now that we released late last year. It has two main goals. The first one is to use this site for what we called marine highway or clean freight, which is how can you bring goods by barge on the water rather than having them on trucks sitting in traffic, as well as transitioning the fleet of helicopters to a new type of aircraft that the industry throughout the world is kind of like piloting, and that's really exciting for the future. These are called eVTOLs. They're called electric vehicle takeoff and landing, and they're incredibly quiet, and so they allow for kind of fast transit, but with the much better quality of life for residents around it. So we're really excited to see what's going to happen with this procurement at the downtown Manhattan heliport. Another completely different project that we are working on is the Cannabis Loan Fund. So this is cheap capital to support early stage cannabis businesses and to allow them to be able to compete with larger players in the field. So this is also open. We've received quite a lot of response, so we're excited to be able to disperse this money to support local businesses to enter into this new industry. And then finally, maybe because it kind of made the news last week is the MCOR program. This is called the Manhattan Commercial Revitalization Program. So as we know, COVID has changed the way people work. We have a lot more hybrid workers, a lot more remote workers. We've seen our commercial office stock in Midtown and Lower Manhattan kind of age. And it's really important that we continue to invest in it. So commercial building keeps on getting better and they can be attractive to workers and for firms to come back. So this is a tax incentive that helps developers of commercial building office space in Manhattan make really necessary investments into their office buildings to bring them to par with competitive office buildings today.
Well, these sound like very exciting projects, and I can imagine that cannabis, as you mentioned, is getting quite a bit of traction.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
So what is the process of doing business with the EDC? You know, if you can just share some of the steps.
That's right. I think the first step is go on our website. It's edc.nyc. There it will clearly tell you if you want to lease on our property, where to go. If you're interested in responding to a procurement, where to go. If you're interested in a tax incentive, like where to go. If you just are a firm that is interested in coming to New York City and exploring growing in New York City, we have a business development team and they're here to support you. We have a lot of different ways to interact with folks, and we just really invite them to be in partnership with us.
Okay, so thank you so much, Ms. Kushner, for sharing this great information about the EDC and doing business.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Cecilia Kushner, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for the New York City Economic Development Corporation, EDC. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So our topic today is industries. We are going to be looking at how critical it is to our city's current and future economy. So how is the EDC supporting innovation and accelerating our future focus sectors?
Thank you. This is something we're really proud of and is core to our mission. Our goal is really to diversify New York City's economy so we can make sure that we remain globally competitive, and we are part of making sure that New Yorkers have access to like the best possible jobs every single decade. So we're continuously looking where the economy is growing, how it is changing, what are the industries that are going to grow tremendously over the next decade and that New York City has an opportunity to really be a big part of. There are several industries we're really focused on. The first one is tech. Tech has grown tremendously over the last 10 to 15 years. We now have 355,000 New Yorkers that are working in tech. This is an enormous growth just over the last decade. And these are good jobs that are family sustaining and that are accessible to a range of New Yorkers with a range of qualifications. Another one is life science. Similarly, tremendous growth over the last decade. Our goal is that in 5 years, we have 40,000 New Yorkers that are working in life science. This is really biomedical research, so it's not only amazing career, but also solving very important problem for humanity, very complex medical problems. So beautiful, amazing career. Again, open to a range of folks with a range of qualification. And then the last one, which we're extremely excited about, is the green economy. So this is a range of jobs. We're talking about building decarbonization. We're talking about like mobility and clean mobility with EV charging. We're talking about clean transportation and energy with offshore wind, for example. So really tremendous opportunities for New Yorkers to be part of this industry of the future. So our job is severalfold. First is determining what these industries are, then making sure that the businesses that are in it in New York City really feel supported, and then we make what we call catalytic investment into each of them. So making sure that they really have the infrastructure, the funding, the land that is helpful. to them. An example of that is offshore wind. So EDC owns and manages the Sunset Park District. It's 200 acres of land on the East River in Sunset Park. We have, as part of that, the Brooklyn Army Terminal, which hosts like more than 100 companies, 4,000 people working there. So really a kind of like modern industrial campus. On this really large district, we have the South Brooklyn Marine Terminal, which is a site that we are using with our partner Equinor to make into an offshore wind port. So really bringing clean energy to New York City, creating thousands of construction and complex maritime construction jobs, as well as a number of like maintenance jobs for this new industry to come into New York City. Something that the mayor talked about in the State of the City that's a really important project we're going to be working on is at the Brooklyn Army Terminal, we are going to soon release a procurement for Climate Innovation Hub with $100 million of city capital. We are going to seek an operator, an incubator, an accelerator, a partner that is really going to bring the best climate tech innovators from around the world, bring them to Brooklyn, help them grow their business, and also support workforce development for local Sunset Park residents and New Yorkers at large to be able to enter the green economy. So we're very excited about the Sunset Park District to really become like one of the epicenter for the green economy in New York City. Going back to life science, one of the most exciting projects we're we're working on is called Spark. It's in Manhattan around the 20s in the East Side. It's the Science Park and Research Campus. This is taking the former Hunter College, Brookdale campus with School of Nursing, which is a really aging facility, even though this is like the premier nursing school in the entire country in terms of developing nursing skills and creating jobs in that really, really important field. And so we are going to rebuild the School of Nursing, adding a few more other CUNY schools, all centered around public health. We're going to build a brand new high school, also centered about public health. And then we are going to have close to 1 million square feet of commercial life science for companies to come here. And this is really going to be like a one-of-a-kind opportunity to have workforce, job, and industry all on the same block in the midst of other life science actors in this really important neighborhood, which is Keeps Bay. This is a really important collaboration with the state. The state is, and the governor is putting a tremendous amount of money. We are putting a tremendous amount of money. It's a $1.6 billion investment that we're making. We believe that healthcare and life science is going to continue to grow in New York City and really change the economy of the city. It affords a lot of well-paying jobs to many New Yorkers, and we really need to support the workforce and innovation pipeline. And Spark is going to be the epicenter for that over the coming decades. So tremendous opportunity. Those are just, you know, just a few examples of what we do. Again, each time we make an investment in industry, we want to make sure that we make an investment in people and making sure that they have an opportunity to get in that industry. So again, like the life science internship is a great way of for us to do that. We also have a really exciting program that we're doing around tech, where we're taking students and allowing them to have an internship with tech startups. We've been doing that for several years. We see a lot of CUNY students that are interested in the field, for example, but would not know how to start a career in tech. And then they have the opportunity to do an internship in a tech startup, and that starts their career. And maybe they will decide to be an entrepreneur themselves, or maybe they will go and work for like a really large tech company. But that's like a very simple way in which we can change someone's life trajectory and really give them the full benefit of their talent in the economy.
So you mentioned procurement. Mm-hmm. How does the whole process work to get in on some of those projects that you touched on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a lot of engagement before putting procurements out. So for example, if you go again on our website, edc.nyc, there's a number of webinars that are open about the Climate Innovation Hub, for example. There's been a lot of community engagement around Spark. So we publicize every single public meeting that we do about this. And then there's a date that is being set for the procurement with very clear qualifications for respondents to be able to benefit from the opportunity. And we review all of them as a team and then kind of like make a determination. But the best way to stay in touch with us is really to go on our website. You can also sign up for newsletters that we have on specific industry if you're someone that's really tapping into or specifically interested into these innovation and future-focused industry. And then you can know everything that we're doing on any given month on that very topic.
Okay. Can you just repeat that website once again?
Yeah, sure. It's edc.nyc.
All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Kushner, for sharing such great information about the industries that are critical to our city's current and future economy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Cecilia Kushner, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for New York City Economic Development Corporation, EDC. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. So our focus will be on MWBE workforce development and diverse entrepreneurship and advancing workforce development. So let's begin with the MWBE workforce development and diverse entrepreneurship. We know that New York City is diverse and MWBEs play a significant role in the economic development of New York City. What are the expectations of this program?
Sure. So first of all, like, we really believe that the only way to grow the economy successfully is to make sure that every New Yorker has the opportunity to participate in it and meet its full potential. And that's both business owners, so MWBE businesses, as well as individuals. So that's kind of like core and central to our mission and to our business. We are a very large capital agency. EDC builds a lot of projects on behalf of the city. For example, we built the High Line. We are building the public health lab in Harlem right now. We built the new health and hospital, brand new hospital in Coney Island. So we are in the business of big development day in and day out. So it's really important for us that we be able to meet like really high MWDB goals. And we have a goal of 35% and we meet it day in and day out. Really equally important is to make sure that we build the capacity of New York City-based MWDB to participate in our contracts. And so we've developed this program that's called Construct NYC in 2016. Its goal is really to assist small and mid-size MWB construction trades to be able to bid on our projects and to bid on EDC kind of capital projects. So we seek interests from these types of businesses, and then they go through an entire training so they understand how our procurement works, the type of expectations that are being set. We put them in touch with larger non-MWB firms that have done large projects with us. So there's like a network element and mentorship element that's also extremely important. And then they are, of course, like very well educated on like the type of procurements that come out and the type of opportunities that are being brought up in front of them. And they have a direct relationship with us if they have question and need support. So since 2016, we've awarded close to $60 million across 106 contracts to firms that have participated in the Construct NYC program. So it's a very successful program for this firm. And these firms, as a result, have created close to 700 jobs. So it's very successful for the economy of the city as well. So it's a program we're extremely proud of. Over the last few years, because we've invested more into offshore wind and kind of maritime construction, which is a very highly technical subsets of the construction trade, where there's which was deeply undiverse in terms of the firms that were in it, we created a second program which is called Waterfront Pathways. So it's exactly the same idea than Construct NYC, which is we take MWD firms that are interested in responding to maritime related construction contracts, and we support them in being able to bid on those moving forward. But this one is really specialized on maritime construction and was really propelled by the huge investment in offshore wind that the city, the state, and the federal government are going and wanting to make sure that these firms are taking advantage of it.
And I think you have two other programs, the Catalyst Fund and the Founder Fellowship.
That's right. So I'll start with the Founder Fellowship, just to stay in the spirit of entrepreneurship. So this is really helping diverse, so women-led and BIPOC-led tech entrepreneur to get access to capital. There's, again, as I said, entrepreneurship is extremely important to the fabric of New York City and to its entire economic success. One in six businesses in New York City was created in the last year. So again, entrepreneurship is what fuels our economy, and we really want to support it. We're seeing that in tech in general, we are grappling with an industry that has grown tremendously over the last 15 years, however, that's deeply undiverse. That's very male-dominated and very white-dominated. And so we really want to course-correct this. And one really effective way of doing it is to support diverse entrepreneurship and diverse entrepreneurs that have a very successful idea and enterprise but do not have the network or the knowledge on how to access venture money. And the network to do so. And so we are working with incubators and operators. We've done about 150 entrepreneurs have participated in the program thus far, which is extremely exciting. They go through a multi-month program. They're being put in touch with some of the biggest VCs in New York City. And at the end of the day, our goal is to make sure that they are VC ready so they can make a pitch and they can actually get private investment into their idea and into their firm. And that's how we want to kind of like pipeline diverse New Yorkers to enter into future-focused industries. Another way we're going at it is through a program that we call the Venture Alliance, which is talking to the people who are making investments in startup themselves, which are venture capitalists, and telling them, how can you do better on diversity? Many of these venture capitalist firms are themselves non-diverse. They're not necessarily tapped into diverse entrepreneurship in New York City. And so we really seek to get them more involved in that space. Many of them want to be more involved, but literally do not know how to start. Mm-hmm. So the Venture Alliance is 100 VC that have come together and are saying to the city and to diverse entrepreneurs that they want to be able to make more investment in diverse entrepreneurship in New York City. And so we are working with them to understand better like their data today. How are they looking at their investments? Do they look at diversity as a measure for success? And then what are the programs that they can put in place that they think are the most successful? Can two of them create a program together rather than each of them going at it separately? We're really looking at scale because making sure that the folks who give the money are interested in that issue and are effective in that issue is the best way to make sure that we get diverse entrepreneurship going on tomorrow. And the Catalyst Fund is in the same spirit. This is an investment fund where EDC is using $40 million of its budget to invest in diverse entrepreneurship and investment funds that are interested in diverse entrepreneurship, as well as the economy of the future, the industries of the future that we discussed earlier. So this is really putting our money where our mouth is, both in terms of capacity building, in terms of investment, and in terms of creating an ecosystem throughout the city that is responsive to this need and to the talent that is there and just wants to thrive.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier a goal of 35%. Is the EDC on track to meet this goal?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, yes. Great. What are the requirements to participate in those programs that you mentioned? And can you give an example, perhaps, of a success story?
That's right. I mean, there's so many success stories. I think what's really important for people to participate is to have a clear sense of like what they want their firm to do, right? So be Construct NYC, what type of construction MWB firm do you want to do? What is the specialty that you want to have that is the right one for your firm? Similarly, for the founder fellowship, you want to be a tech entrepreneur. What is your idea of a specific firm, specific business that you want to fund as a result of this project? There's a lot of success stories of people who have done kind of like have been able to raise capital at the end, and basically their firm has grown and it went from an idea that was like a really well-defined idea, right? Like this is what you need. And then they took everything that the program had to offer, which was like network, capacity building, experience in dealing with the city, which is a complex, you know, government is complex to navigate for New Yorkers and small businesses, and then come on the other side much stronger.
So they went from idea to execution.
Exactly.
Okay. So what has been the impact of the MWBE workforce development and diverse entrepreneurship? The overall impact, what has that been?
Yeah, so the way we're looking at it for us, again, it's like what is our MWDB number, which is 35% is our goal. And on diverse entrepreneurship, we're taking a much longer view, right? Which we're looking at like the industries that we're investing in, like let's take the example of tech for founder fellowship. How diverse is tech tomorrow? And then we want to check every year how diverse is tech in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, and what are the investments that are being made by VCs in diverse entrepreneurship in tech in New York City in 1 year, in 2 year, in 3 year. So it's really data is educating us on like what that success look like, and this is how we continue to shape our program.
Okay, can you just clarify what VC is?
Yeah, of course. VCs are venture capital firms, so they are investment firms. They're basically a bank for small businesses. VC are there to constantly look at startups, mostly in the innovation industries. And they make investments. They decide that they see an entrepreneur, that this is someone that has an exciting idea, an idea that could be brought to market and make money. They come really early on as an equity investor in that business. And then as this business grows and makes money, they get a portion of that revenue.
Kind of like Shark Tank.
Say it again?
Like Shark Tank.
Yes, exactly like Shark Tank, but like an enormous scale, moving kind of like billions of dollars, yeah. And making exactly these types of determination.
All right, so what projects are central to the advancing workforce development?
Yeah, so I want to bring actually three projects that we think are really cool and kind of show the diversity of what we do. The first one, it's like a big scale, is Civic Hall. So this is a building in the middle of Union Square that was on city-owned land that we opened with the mayor last fall. As part of Civic Hall, so again, Union Square in New York City is the tech hub. This is where you have the most tech companies and the most tech jobs concentrated in a small area. We want to make sure that New Yorkers have an opportunity to enter into this industry. And so Civic Hall at Union Square has an 85,000 square feet workforce center that is solely dedicated to pipelining New Yorkers into tech. So it's a very large investment in a beautiful space in the heart of the tech mecca in New York City. And with a lot of different workforce providers on lots of different subsectors of tech. For some of them, it's entrepreneurship. For others, it's cyber. For others, it's video gaming. And they're all there to provide workforce development. So that's one large-scale way in which we're doing that. We're extremely excited about how this project is going to unfold. Another one is taking people at a younger age. Like, one thing we found really often is, like, when you're in middle school or in high school, like you're beginning to see yourself in the future, think about the job that you want to do. And unless you have an opportunity to touch a wide range of careers and industry, there's no way for you to imagine yourself doing this. And so one way in which we're doing this, I think, very effectively on life science is through partnership. So we have a partnership with BioBus. BioBus is a non-for-profit that basically brings buses to high schools. In this bus, you have a lab, which is often a facility that schools, you know, do not have themselves. And that way kids can have access to like the best equipment for science. And we often see kids, like, they have to put on a white coat, you know, as if they were a scientist, and they enter the bus, and all of a sudden, they begin to feel what it may be like in the future themselves to enter that into that career. So really trying to touch the widest range of New Yorkers and make them feel like they could be, you know, in that career in the future is really important to career exploration and building that pipeline. Mm-hmm. Another great partner is CUNY. So many New Yorkers, myself included, went to CUNY. It's an enormous pipeline into kind of family-sustaining jobs. And so each time we focus on a new industry, we want to make sure that CUNY has the means to offer degrees that are related to that industry. So that CUNY students are kind of like first line into that space. And so right now, we're investing $10 million in CUNY just in offshore wind, looking at different schools that would offer different types of training into offshore wind job. One partnership we're extremely excited about is with Kingsborough College in South Brooklyn. They have a really, really strong maritime career program. And so where they send students with union, on union job, on boats to be trained to be able to take care of like wind, offshore wind turbines in the future. And so like that's a very, you know, concrete examples of the things we do that I think are life changing for some New Yorkers and are really helpful to the economy overall.
Okay, so what opportunities are available to minorities for those projects that you just discussed?
That's right. So for all of these projects, we really want to make sure that we are serving diverse New Yorkers. So we are looking at who applies, what entrepreneur, what student at CUNY, and really try to promote like non-white, not male students to participate in this program. Like it is our goal. We both in huge parts of the economy have a gender issue and a race issue in terms of diversity. And so with this program, we really try to like rebalance that ledger.
Okay, so how can one get more information about all those wonderful projects that you just spoke about?
Yeah, so the best way is to go on our website at edc.nyc. All the programs I talked about, Founder Fellowship, Civic Hall, the Kingsborough program, they all have a webpage dedicated to it. And that's the best way to get in touch with us and to learn about it.
All right, so thank you so much, Ms. Kushner, Chief Strategy Officer for New York City Economic Development Corporation, EDC, providing us with such great information.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Hope to have you back again soon.
We'll be happy to.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.